from March 22nd to the 27th, the 5th Annual International Technology and Persons with Disability Conference, commonly referred to as CSUN, took place at the Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotel in San Diego, California. And today I'm joined by Dr. Scott Hollier, New Media Project Manager at Media Access Australia, to talk about some exciting new announcements made at the conference. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Roberta. Great to be back.
Now, what is CSUN?
Well, as you introduced, CSUN is California State University of Northridge. And the thing which makes it so particularly significant to us is that it's one of the premier accessibility and assistive technology conferences in the world. So we often keep a close eye on what comes out of CSUN as evolving trends in access.
And I believe Adobe has made some big announcements.
Yeah, well, Adobe really sort of stole the limelight in the early days of the conference. And the big announcements that Adobe have made is that they're significantly improving access to Flash and to Acrobat. And to just to, share with listeners the perspective of why this is significant, what they're doing is they're making Flash compatible with a thing called Way Aria. And what Way Aria does is, when web pages and things like that are usually read out by things like JAWS, generally it's up to JAWS to try and figure out how to process the web page. And what's good about Way Aria is basically it's a way that the web pages can give information back to screen readers like JAWS and NVDA and really make it a much smoother and interactive process. So the fact that Adobe have pledged to make things like Flash and Acrobat compliant with Way Aria really opens the door for assistive technology products to be much more effective. Very exciting news.
Certainly is. Now, I also heard that there's a new update for NVDA. What are the new ventures there?
Well, there's two main things that NVDA has improved in the latest version. One is that Skype functions much better. So if people are looking to make those free phone calls over the internet, then NVDA can process things like the contact list a lot better than it used to be. And there's also the alerts that come up in Windows. NVDA does a much better job now of picking up on those. There have also been general tweaks and improvements across, but you know, we've been following NVDA very closely because it is such a popular free and Australian screen reader, which we think is a great combination. And, yeah, it's just evolving so quickly at the moment. So, you know, if people do want a free screen reader that's becoming more and more effective, then we'd really encourage people to download that.
NVDA, that is, listeners. Now, the other big news story of the week has been the launch of the Apple iPad. I love this thing. and it's been launched in the US. How did it go?
Well, it's been iPad mania across the tech news this week. And it's estimated that they sold 300,000 units just in the first day in the United States. So that's quite amazing. And we've got some articles on our website about the release and also just how many people are excited about the accessibility features with VoiceOver and Zoom. And there's just a lot to be offered in this device from an access point of view. And yes, we've got a lot of first-hand accounts and user reviews. But unfortunately, the Australian release is still a little ways away. We still haven't had a confirmed date or price yet, but it's $500 US. So I might get best guess would be about the $600 to $650 range in Australia, but hopefully it'll be out soon.
But Scott, for what it does, that's not expensive.
Well, I guess if you're looking for a web browser plus an ebook reader plus, you know, or a lot of applications from the Apple Store. So I guess if you want to have all those things, but what some people have complained is that, you know, if you want to buy a cheap laptop like a netbook, that's still cheaper and, you know, technically does more. So depends on what you need. And if you want something just flopped around on the coffee table to access the net, then it seems like a good option.
I like it. I really do. Now, when it comes to our store or a store near us, would I be foolish to run out and buy one, or should I wait to see if there's any little odd things that go wrong?
Well, like we mentioned last time, there is, you know, some people have been a bit critical that there's no USB slot, an SD card, but it is accessible out of the box. So, you know, we've got information on our website, and if people want to have a read of that, and, you know, if it is what they want, then, you know, it is quite accessible. So,
yeah,
if people can have a think about it and see what they want to do.
Well, thanks for talking to us today, Scott. If you want to know more about today's segment, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au, or you can call 02 9212 6242 for more information. That's 02 9212 6242. Or for more information about Media Access, visit www.mediaaccess.org.au. mediaaccess.org.au. I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, new media project manager at Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.